Good noon to you. I'm eminent public radio presenter Glenn Irons, and this is the Noontime Artist Spotlight. Before we begin, I'd like to thank everyone who donated to our recent bi-quarter fortnightly fund drive. Thanks to your generosity, we pulled in our highest total yet, $6. More importantly, we added a number of names to our contact lists, so look forward to being hounded for further donations during our next fundraiser on Thursday, and at every successive fundraiser into infinity. Sorry, my producer is signaling me. What I meant to say was, approached for further donations, not hounded. So look for that retraction and apology to be issued sometime between now and 2017. Donors can look forward to receiving a complimentary I made a real difference in the world by pledging money to public radio tote bag for each dollar they gave. Because if there's one thing we all need more of, it's tote bags. High dollar donors can also look forward to advance copies of my new book, They Do It Better in Europe, a comprehensive exploration of how America would be a better place for us all if we could just be Luxembourg. We turn our attention now to music, which is ostensibly the focus of this program. The word ostensibly was in this morning's New York Times crossword puzzle, and I have a small bet with my producer over whether or not I could work it organically into a sentence on the show, so now he ostensibly owes me €4. Many of us are familiar with so-called fast food restaurants, the crass, mass-marketed corporate behemoths we pass on the way to the Prius dealer, our children's private schools, or the authentic third-world farmer's market. You know the ones. They stink of grease and poor people, and they use garish fonts in their signage. Today's spotlight shines on a young artist who found himself running afoul of one of these saturated, fat-peddling hate crimes in corporate form.
So, we're throwing ideas around for our next album. That's me and my drummer, who, yes, also happens to be my mother. God, I get so much shit for that. Yes, she was on my arm at the Grammys. Yes, we made out at Prince's house that one time. I don't know what everyone's problem is. It's like they're your taboos. They really don't have anything to do with me. Anyway, so we're brainstorming, right? And I thought it might be cool to write a song about something I hate. Except I'd write it like I loved it. Ironically, you know? So this commercial comes on from McBurgerty's restaurants. Something about their new breakfast chili, I think. And I thought, this is perfect. I'll write an ironic jingle about these pigs and hang a sign around their little piggy necks that says, here be pigs. So I noodle the idea around in my head for a while. Then me and Mom head to the garage to lay down the tracks.
I got a call from our legal department that some popular musical artist was using our company's name without permission. Apparently he's protected by fair use. But then Henderson got this amazing idea. We double-check with legal, and it turns out we're also protected by the same defense if we want to use the song in our commercials. It really is a catchy little jingle, after all. And our being able to appropriate it really does put the fair in fair use. Henderson will make vice president for that call. If I have anything to say about it.
Next thing I knew, they were advertising this new... Okay, they take the marrow out of the fried chicken drumstick and infuse the cavity with cheese. And they were selling these things with my song. So I made some calls, right? And I guess they're within their legal rights to use it? Which is total bullshit, if you ask me. Well, somehow, I don't even know how, I managed to convince them to run a disclaimer that the song was recorded ironically. But I mean... Come on, think about your average McBurgerty's customer. They don't exactly have degrees in English literature, you know what I mean? They don't know irony from, I don't know, subtext or invagination.
Jacob Alabaster and his decidedly undelightful corporate quagmire. You keep fighting that good fight, Jacob, using the only weapons you have, millions of dollars, and sneering contempt for lifestyles you don't agree with. Well, that's our show for this noon. I'll be back later today for our shocking This American Tragedy expose, Racism. Believe it or not, it still exists. I'm Glenn Irons, wishing you and yours the best of all possible noons.